You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks, presented by Castrol Edge. We've got a fun one today. It's going to be a little bit of a more brief pod today, but it's going to be jam-packed with goodies because we've got Bucky's Mock Draft 2.0. How you doing, Buck?
Man, I'm good. DJ, there's nothing more that I love than spending the weekend trying to figure out different scenarios for a mock draft. So we got 2.0. Man, we're not wasting any time. Let's get right to it.
All right, let's get to it. We've had free agency, the bulk of free agency take place. Hopefully that kind of crystallized some things for us here. So I know this is going to be, you're batting 1,000 here, Buck. Let's go. Start us off. Jacksonville Jags.
Jacksonville Jaguars are going with Trevor Lawrence. It's the beginning of a new era. Urban Meyer looking for his franchise quarterback. I think it's a no-brainer. Trevor Lawrence is the pick.
All right. I'm with you on that. I'm still maybe 5%. I'm leaving a 5% chance out there. They shock the world and take Zach Wilson. All right. Give me number two here with the Jets.
Wait, now, here's the shocker. The shocker is the New York Jets will take Penei Sewell, offensive tackle from Oregon. So here's what I thought, DJ. I thought, like, let's have some fun with it. It's been kind of chalked for the last month or so that, hey, Zach Wilson is going to the Jets. But let's just say that Robert Saleh and his staff say, hey, maybe we can salvage Sam Darnold. Maybe if we beef up the offensive line. We saw them bring some offensive weapons. We saw them commit some people to the defense. Maybe our quickest path to having success is to play with Sam Darnold. So now you get an offensive tackle, Penei Sewell, another big guy to go opposite Mekhi Becton. Now you can play big boy football, maybe get a running back late in the draft, and away we go.
All right, shaking it up. I like the shake up there, Buck. How about three, the Miami Dolphins, sticking and picking, or are they getting out of there?
No, they're going to stick and pick. Let's say Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver from LSU. Look, if the Alabama guys are going to say that Mac Jones is better than Tua, then poo-poo on them. We'll go get another pass catcher, Ja'Marr Chase, and he'll be the guy. Big-time playmaker, put him opposite Devontae Parker, some of the weapons that they're adding on offense. I think it gives Tua Tagovailoa an opportunity to develop.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think to me, it's going to be fascinating with that versus Kyle Pitts. I can make a strong argument that you could take Kyle Pitts. And I know you've got Gesicki. Gesicki never puts his hand on the ground. So really, to me, I just take you could take Kyle Pitts here as well. But I don't think there's a wrong choice between those two options. All right, four, Atlanta.
The Atlanta Falcons, they don't go with the hometown boy. They stick with Zach Wilson as a quarterback coming out of BYU. You put him behind Matt Ryan. He has an opportunity to serve as an apprentice. He can sit there and watch Matt Ryan do his thing. Arthur Smith gets to work with Zach Wilson for a year before he has to trot him out there. We saw the work that he was able to do with Ryan Tannehill, the athleticism. Zach Wilson has similar athletic traits. I think it'd be a perfect fit.
Yeah, I think it'd be fascinating. If the Jets did not go with Zach Wilson at two, I think Miami could get a king's ransom for somebody coming up for Zach Wilson at three. In this case, we stay chalk here. He ends up going four to the Falcons. All right, five, Cincinnati Bengals.
Rashawn Slater, offensive tackle, Northwestern. And I think with Rashawn Slater's versatility, he could play anywhere on that offensive line, depending on how they continue to fill out their offensive lineup. But I think he upgrades the offensive line. You know, it's a top priority with Joe Burrow in the place. Joe Burrow is a star. He just needs to be protected.
Yep. All right. I like Slater. Let's go six here. Philadelphia Eagles. We go on Pitts is still out there, right? Is Pitts still out there?
Yeah, Pitts is still out there, but knowing how he Roseman and how he wants to build a quarterback factory, let's go with Justin Fields right now.
Wow.
Justin Fields from Ohio State coming in to compete.
You are shaking it up today.
With Jalen Hurts, why not, DJ? We've done the money. We've done the calculations. This is the best opportunity to get two young quarterbacks out there. Both of them are fairly on the cheap. Let them compete, and then the loser, you can either keep as the backup or you can auction them off.
Trade
them. I think this is a great opportunity for Howie Roseman to completely rebuild the team with the quarterback in mind. I think it's the easiest scenario for them to get up and running and going right away.
All right. Well, I mean, is Pitts going in the first round here? Who we got next here, Buck? We got seven.
We got Kyle Pitts coming. Detroit. How about Jalen Waddle, wide receiver?
Oh, my gosh. He's still going. Yeah. He's still falling. Yeah.
Come on, what are we going to do? We're going to put him with TJ Hockenson? No, we can't put him there in Detroit. Kenny Galladay's out. We need a number one receiver. We have to go with Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle is the pick right there. We'll get to Pitts. Pitts is coming.
We've got Clyde Drexler. What do we need Michael Jordan for? All right, keep it going. What's next?
The Carolina Panthers, man, they stumble and fall, but still get their guy, Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State. Matt Rhule wants a dynamic playmaking quarterback that can finish games. Trey Lance, we've seen his arm. We know what he has in terms of his athleticism. I think he's a perfect fit. And with Joe Brady have a lot of fun creating plays for Trey Lance.
Oh, he's an impressive kid, man. All right, keep it going here. What we got?
Denver Broncos, Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech. I know they went and got Kyle Fuller. I know they have Ronald Darby, but in this division, you got to be able to defend the pass. Caleb Farley gives them a big-time cornerback, someone who could be the number one in time. I think he's the pick for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, recreate the Hokies there. A couple former Hokies at corner. Bring Kyle Fuller in, drop in Caleb Farley. He is big time. All right, Dallas Cowboys, what are we thinking?
Here we go. Dallas Cowboys go off the grid. Everybody wants them to fix defense. I'm going to go with Elijah Vera Tucker on that offensive line. If you're going to pay Dak Prescott the big bucks, you got Zeke Elliott making big bucks and Amari Cooper, well, you better make sure that you have the best offensive line that you can have so your offense can dominate. Vera Tucker can play inside. He can play outside. I know the Cowboys are counting on Tyron Smith. Why not get an insurance policy in Vera Tucker, who's also an upgrade over what you have at Connor Williams at guard?
Somebody with inside-outside versatility. Think of Zach Martin. Think about how well that worked out for the Cowboys. You get another one there in Vera Tucker. All right, take me 11 through 15 here, Buck.
Okay, we'll rip these off. The New York Giants with Greg Rousseau, edge defender from Miami. San Francisco 49ers. Pat Surtain, cornerback from Alabama. Los Angeles Chargers, Kyle Pitts, tight end from Florida.
He made it to 13.
Yes. Minnesota Vikings, Quiddy Pay, edge defender from Michigan. And the New England Patriots, Micah Parsons from Penn State.
All right. Well, I tell you what, man. Tom Telesco just canceled the rest of the draft. Just take it off, man. You're good. You're done. You got Kyle Pitts at 13, man.
That's perfect. You think Justin Herbert wouldn't be excited to have him right there?
Heck yeah, he'd be excited. I'd be excited if I opened up my office door and there was $1 million out there. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'd be excited.
You never know.
No.
You just never know. You never know with all the trades and things. Yes.
We'll see what happens. The interesting thing is after free agency, Kenny Galladay, he goes to the Giants. I think that frees them up a little bit to do what you just had right there, which is Greg Rousseau. You can go on the defensive side of the ball and off you go. So I like that pick here. All right, let's go 16 through 20.
Here we go. Arizona Cardinals, J.C. Horn, cornerback from South Carolina. Las Vegas Raiders, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, linebacker from Notre Dame. Miami Dolphins, Najee Harris, Alabama. The Washington football team. How about Devontae Smith, wide receiver from Alabama, to complete that trio? And then the Chicago Bears, Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle from Virginia Tech.
Okay, interesting. Man, I tell you what, J.C. Horn, he's got a lot of love around the league. There's been times where I thought, man, maybe some team in the 20s would be able to scoop him up. I have him in the teens, I think, on my top 50 list. Mm-hmm. He's going to go. To me, J.C. Horn, much better than C.J. Henderson, who we saw go high mm-hmm. last year. I think he's better than A.J. Terrell. He's going. All right, let's go ahead.
No, he's fast and athletic. That gives him a chance. And I think the only thing is the reason you put him with the Cardinals because it's a man-to-man team. I think he is at his best when he doesn't really have to think and go. He can just use his athleticism. I think being at a man cover team certainly will help him.
All right. Where are we at here? What we got next?
21 through 25. Let's go. Indianapolis Colts take Jalen Phillips, edge defender from Miami. They lost Justin Houston. The Tennessee Titans take the late riser, Greg Newsome, cornerback
from
Northwestern.
Here we go.
Put him in the mix. New York Jets, Travis Etienne, running back from Clemson. I'm partial. Pittsburgh mm-hmm. Steelers, Nick Bolton, linebacker from Missouri. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Morrig, safety from TCU.
Yeah, Morrig to me is the best safety in the class. And the Jags have really been aggressive in free agents. They went out and got Rayshon Jenkins from the Chargers, mm-hmm. paid him a bunch of money, but still adding more in that secondary, wanting to get faster and just more explosive on the back end. Seems to be a little bit of a focus there with Urban Meyer. So that's an interesting one. ETN, I think we've said it before, was made to run in this scheme. You know, Mike LaFleur putting in that offense. Think about his brother with Green Bay. Matt mm-hmm. LaFleur, think about what you've seen with Aaron Jones. I think you see same type of production from Travis Etienne.
Absolutely. I think he'll be a star in that system. I think it's the perfect marriage of skill and player fit. I would love to see that happen.
All right. So now we are at 26. So what do we got?
26 to 30. Cleveland Browns, Joe Tryon, edge defender from Washington, someone that we've talked about of late. Baltimore Ravens at 27, Azeez Ojulari, edge defender from Georgia. The New Orleans Saints, Xavier Collins, linebacker from Tulsa. Green Bay Packers, Jalen Mayfield, offensive lineman from Michigan. And the Buffalo Bills, a bit of a surprise, Elijah Molden, DB from Washington.
There we go. Elijah Molden, new name in the mix. All right, we get a new name. We got to flesh that out a little bit. He is a good football player. But for those that don't know, tell me a little bit more about Elijah Molden.
Elijah Molden, the son of Alex Molden, who was also a first-round pick, I think, for the New Orleans Saints way, way, way back in the day. The thing about Elijah Molden and why it strikes me that this could be a good fit, when you think about the Buffalo Bills and the culture, they've just assembled a bunch of really good football players, and they put them in a position to succeed. When we think about the amount of nickel that the Buffalo Bills will play, Elijah Molden is a guy that you can just drop right in, and he can play that nickel position, and they potentially could lose Josh Norman. I just think Tre'Davious White, Elijah Molden, some of these other guys, Micah Hyde, and all these guys in the mix, I think he'd be a good fit in that locker room.
Yeah, it's a starter. I mean, when you have a nickel, it's a starter today. So it's no longer like that special column where you're like, okay, it's kind of where – it used to be the third round, right? Third round, we identify our nickels. You go get him in the third round. And that guy's on the field the whole time, man. Just if he's a starter and a plus player at his position, then take him.
Absolutely. You have to take him. So here we go. 31 and 32. 31, Kansas City Chiefs, Tevin Jenkins, offensive tackle for Oklahoma. And then the big surprise, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, Mac Jones, Alabama.
Ooh, going all the way down to 32. Okay, yeah, you did. This is a fun mock draft, Buck. Tevin Jenkins, Oklahoma State, Kansas City addressing the offensive line. When the two tackles left, I tweeted it out. I'm like, I promise you, having been around Andy Reid, he places a premium on the offensive line. There is a plan in place, and they are going to dedicate resources with free agency dollars and with draft capital. We saw it in free agency. They follow up Joe Tooney coming in. Then they go out and bring in Kyle Long, try and get him going again, who looks like he's in great shape. And now they're going to finish it off here with a tackle here in Tevin Jenkins. I like that move. But Tampa, first of all, two-parter. Why Mac Jones in some people's eyes falling to 32, and why Tampa taking a quarterback when it seems like they're trying to jam ahead and try and win another one here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason why you take him now is because it's a luxury item, because you can. You re-sign all your marquee free agents. It gives you an opportunity now to say, like, let's look ahead to the future. Tom Brady may have another year or two. Let's take a young quarterback that we can develop. It's not going to be Blaine Gabbert. It's not going to be Ryan Griffin, who's your future. Why not take one now? Let's see if we can put him behind Tom Brady. He soak up some of the knowledge, and he is really ready and prepared to be the starter when Tom Brady walks off, rides off into the sunset.
Well, I got to give you an A-plus for the mock, Buck, because it, you know, you think about the mock and you think about the goals. Let's create some conversation. Let's change it up a little bit. It can get monotonous. You know, now we've had free agency has changed some things. The quarterbacks, where you had them going, I thought is fascinating. Let me ask you this last question as we wrap this thing up. As we sit here and we are recording this, the 22nd of March, as we sit here having this conversation, would you be surprised if when it's all said and done, night one of the draft, we have quarterback, 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 first four picks, top four quarterbacks off the board?
No, I wouldn't be surprised, because we've seen how teams go crazy over the quarterback position. And we've also seen how these young quarterbacks have been able to flourish. So if you can identify your guy, go get your guy and then go make it right. I mean, we've seen it happen. Buffalo Bills, Lamar Jackson going to the Ravens, going back to Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Like, you can make it happen. So identify the quarterback that you believe is the perfect fit for the franchise. Do whatever you have to do to get him. And then once you get him, make him great.
There you go. Well, there you have it. That's Bucky Brooks Mock Draft 2.0. A reminder, you can catch that Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. That's going to be the debut of Mock Draft Live. I'm going to be joining the show in April. I've got some pro day stuff that's going to knock me out of these first couple episodes. But Bucky's on there. He's going to break this thing down in greater detail. You're going to see all the highlights. And who's fighting you on this one? Is Zuerlein coming in here to fight you? Who's fighting
you? Yeah, Zuerlein, MJD will make some appearances. Colleen Wolf. Like, it'll be fun. It'll be fun like it always is.
I do want to remind everybody, you can check out Bucky's mock draft. Just go to NFL.com/Brooks. You can find it there. All Bucky's stuff, which is fantastic. He's got the weekly column that knocks it out of the park there, the scouts notebook. You also have Bucky's top five by position. So lots of draft content in there for you. You're going to dig it. NFL.com/Brooks is where you can find that. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. We'll catch you next time right here on Move the Sticks, presented by Castrol Edge.
Thanks for downloading Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. For more, go to NFL.com/podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.